Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
I built a moon cellar down to the core of the moon, and I'm currently hoisted in my own petard, falling down each stair. Listen to my dire warning as I fall down the stairs. In your future, museum exhibits will be tampered in ways none of us can even understand. Beware that warning. I hit bottom.
Right this way, you can see we have opened a new attraction here at the museum. It is a statue commemorating the mass murder of 25,000 people on a far-off planet that you've never heard of.
I expected it to be gloomier.
Well, it is pretty gloomy. The event is pretty gloomy, but we didn't want to turn people away from the museum or the sculpture. The artist opted to make it a little more happier.
Yeah. It's brightly colored. There's lots of... Everyone is smiling.
That's right.
Including the victims.
True.
I have a question.
I have time.
This exhibit, was this created to be interactive?
Yes. If you walk around, you'll see a few buttons to be pushed, a few places where you can press your hand against the sculpture, and you will hear audio files, perhaps see holo videos of the murder in progress.
Is these places where I put my hand, is that going to be biometric? Do I need to pre-register my hand in somewhere?
Nope, not at all. It's open to the public. We do not record your DNA or your fingerprints or anything like that.
Question.
Yes.
Are you going to record my DNA or fingerprints?
No, I believe I just said we weren't going to do that. It's just meant to be a public service to educate and kind of entertain, I guess. Mostly to educate about this far-off planet that was decimated all those years ago.
Another question.
Yes.
How did you get this job?
This job?
Yeah.
Oh, I applied. Had an interview.
I have a question.
Yes?
It's a little chilly in here.
Do you mean the tone of the piece, or do you mean the...
I mean the temperature. You could raise the thermostat
a
little.
Pardon me. I will raise the thermostat. If you have any questions, I'll be right back. The thermostat's located in the basement. It's a far walk.
A question.
Yes,
can we come down to the basement?
No, you can't. You just stay here. I'll be back to finish the tour once I'm back from the basement and altering the temperature of the room for this very elderly gentleman.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what we should do.
What?
Go back in time and prevent this atrocity.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you think we shouldn't be messing with the space-time continuum?
He said just himself that there's a biometric scanner in your hands.
But you're in no shape. You're an old man.
Maybe I am an old man, but I can still prevent an atrocity if I see one.
Okay, I didn't mean to impugn you.
I've prevented lots of atrocities.
Oh, name one.
The flooding of Aquarius 7.
Okay.
All right.
Take a look at that place. It's bone dry.
I learned all about that one in school.
You're just a shitty kid.
Hey, come on.
What do you say if you've got the balls that you and me get back in time and prevent this atrocity?
Okay, you talk a good game, mister, but I don't see a time machine around here.
Well, we're in the wrong wing.
The time wing?
We're in the atrocity ring. We have to find the way to the time museum.
I heard that was under construction and closed to the public.
It is now, but it wasn't a month ago.
So we need a time machine to go back a month to get in there?
Stop complicating this!
I'm not complicating anything.
Look, it's simple.
Okay.
We figure out what this represents.
Yeah. It was that mass that he described it to us.
I can't remember the name of the place or the time that it was.
Hold on, I recorded it. Let me just rewind this.
It commemorates the mass murder of 25,000 people on a planet very far away.
That's it!
That's what it was.
There's only one planet very far away!
The one at the edge of the known universe.
You got it. You're not so dumb after all.
I'm not that well.
There's a brain behind all those pimples.
My mom says it'll clear up.
Listen, you got a lot to learn about life and growing up.
Oh, yeah?
You stick with me, I'll teach you about girls.
Oh, God.
All right, I'm back from fixing the temperature. I hope everything's all right. Have you any further questions at all?
Yeah.
Or can we move? Oh, we can't move on.
Where do you keep the time machines?
Oh, the time machines are in this, the door here marked time machine section. But, of course, it's under construction and we can't go in there. But it's just slightly to your right.
When did the construction begin and or when will it end?
Oh, very funny. It's a time joke. A month ago, we shut it down a month ago. It's just in for repairs. Some of the ceiling tiles have fallen off.
Ceiling tiles?
That's all it is. Oh. It's we didn't want anyone getting struck in the head with a ceiling tile.
Question.
You have a question.
Myself and this older gentleman.
Oh, sorry. I didn't get either of your names.
My name is Conrad.
Conrad?
And mine is Francisca.
Francisca, okay.
We need to use the quote-unquote washroom.
Oh, well, the washroom door is right beside the closed-off door to the time machine division, but just right beside it. Don't go in the one marked under construction. Mm-hmm. It's the one to the right with the stick figure with both genders represented.
There should be a third gender on there, the quanta.
Well, yeah, it's there as well. You just can't see it. It's very small.
Okay, got it. Did you happen to say...
I won't go with you.
Okay.
I'm not going to watch.
We both have to go to the washroom.
Enjoy it. I do not need to know this information.
All right, sir, Francesca.
Francisca.
Francisca. Kyle, let's go to the washroom.
All right.
Now, I don't really have to go.
I have to go very badly.
All right, I'll wait.
Get used to this.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, God.
Now.
Yeah.
The ceiling tiles are broken.
Right.
There's a vent above us.
Right.
I want you to force me through the wall.
Force you? Why don't you just agree? Okay, I give you consent.
Great.
All right, ceiling tiles, just move these aside. Oh, look, it's just wide enough for you and me to fit in.
At the same time?
Yes, we'll have to go back to back like a crab.
Perfect.
All right, into the crack. It's getting narrower. There's the broken tile. The time machine room. We're in there.
Okay.
We're in the time machine room.
Pick a time machine, kid.
There's so many to choose from. Oh, there's that one from The Time Machine, the old movie, The Time Machine.
Oh, powered on steam.
Yeah, there's that one from the Doctor Who show.
Ah, the TARDIS.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's that other one. The other one that looks like a creature that you put into your face.
That's the one we want.
All right.
Just latch it on there. It's going to plant an egg in you.
Oh, my God. Why me?
Because you're younger.
Oh, right. Huh. Okay.
He doesn't want my face.
Oh, no.
I've had plenty of eggs planted in my face. Don't get any ideas. I've been around the corner.
It's hatching.
Yep.
It's hatching. Oh, it's...
Now think of a time and place.
Oh, it's tapping into my nervous system. It's full of stars.
I'm going to grab your throat.
Yes, hold on tight. And I'm thinking of the planet at the edge of the known universe, far, far away. And back in time.
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this. And now, Illusionoid continues.
Here we are.
Yeah! Oh, it's so cold!
Yeah, it's very cold. Oh, here comes someone.
I'm gonna blow this whole planet up. I'm sick of everybody here, and I'm just gonna blow it up and kill everybody.
It's a shitty kid!
What?
I'm just gonna do it because they all pick on me all the time. I'm gonna take care of it. I'll show them. I'll show everybody. Oh, where are you two from?
We have come from far away.
Far away?
Very far away.
What, like the edge of the universe?
Well, compared to you, I guess, relatively, yeah.
What?
Because if your planet is on the known edge of the known universe, and where we come from, that would be the edge of the known universe to you.
Whoa, why are you here?
We're here to prevent an atrocity.
Oh, like what?
Like you!
Me?
Yeah! Oh my god, he just slit his own throat.
What the hell? That was really too easy.
Yeah. Well,
is it possible, do you think, that by going back in time, we've created an alternate timeline?
Kid, listen to me about the butterfly effect.
All right.
I've heard lots of bullshit in my time, but that's the number one thing. If you change one thing about the past, you're gonna get a completely linear cause and effect. It's not gonna go all squirrely like they warn you in your school books. Now don't worry, we may have guilted this kid into slitting his own throat, but if we go back to our own time, trust me, the world will be just the same, except that god-awful monument won't be sitting in that stupid museum.
All right, I trust you, Francesco.
Now let's get you laid.
Whoa, you mean an egg?
Yep.
Oh, that egg.
Time machine.
Yeah. Oh, here it is in my face. It's laying me in my face.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh, it's hatching. Stabbing into my nervous system.
Uh-huh. Now think of where you came from.
It's full of stars.
I'm gonna grab your throat.
Hold on tight.
Here we are in the bathroom.
Back in here. Do you have to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Hang on. I'll wait.
What's happening?
We won't know until it happens.
Is everything okay in there?
Everything's fine.
Oh, a metal ball came out.
Ooh, hold on. Let me see that.
All right.
I'm putting on some rubber gloves first.
Hey.
I carry these at all times.
Don't judge me.
Wow. It's perfect. Spherical. I'm putting this in my backpack for later.
Is everything okay in there? Can I continue the tour?
Everything's fine.
All right, let's get out there and see what... I guess finish the tour, I guess.
Yeah, well, let's go have a look at that monument, see if it's still there.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the tour.
Thank you. Wow, it was suffocating in there.
Woo. Yes, I bet. Just finishing up the tour here, and again, this beautiful monument is to the conquering of our planet by, of course, Janra, the planet at the edge of the universe, when they flew all the way over here and destroyed all of our civilization and conquered us all. Hail be to Janra. If we could just move over to the next department, you'll see in this other department...
Janra?
Janra conquered Earth?
Take a closer look at that monument! There's our faces in it!
Oh, Jesus Christ, you and I! How is that even possible?
I don't know, let's take a good look and read the inscription on the side.
It says, all hail Janra, known as the Union of Francesca and Conrad. Huh.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Somehow, we left a part of ourselves back then.
Oh, did you have to go?
Yeah.
When we were there?
I left a little metal ball.
But what's in my backpack? It's another one. So you left a metal ball back there that precipitated this entire butterfly effect that caused the conquering of Earth by... us.
Well, sometimes I have to go, all right?
All right, I'm not judging you.
And you can see in this other room, it's simply one exhibit. It is the Metal Ball of Genre, which was left by Franziska and Conrad. All hail Franziska and Conrad. This is the ball that allowed Genre to enter our solar system from very far away and conquer us all. Hail B, please don't touch it, especially not with another metal ball. I'm kidding, of course, there is only one. Right this way, you can see the rest of the tour.
Thank God.
Wow.
So that metal ball that allowed the conquering of our planet was matter.
Okay.
And what you extruded in the bathroom was antimatter.
You got a pretty big brain behind that conflagration of pimples.
It's gonna clear up. So all we have to do, as the tour guide said, is bring the two balls in contact with one another. You know what that means?
That we need to touch them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that will be instant annihilation.
Oh, holy. I've lived a long life, kid. Yeah. And instant annihilation sounds like a pretty good deal right now.
Well, it's a huge step. It's a huge step. You at the end of your life, me at the beginning of mine.
I promise to teach you about life, not ending it.
Well, isn't that part of life?
Yeah. Sooner or later, you gotta get annihilated.
Right.
It's your first lesson, kid. It's also your last!
Well, I thank you for your tutelage, sir.
Well, no one's looking. I guess we just touch these balls together.
All right. Out of my backpack. Look, they're humming. They're beginning to glow.
Oh, wait.
What?
What happens if we touch a third one?
There's a third one?
I gotta go.
Oh, Jesus. There it is.
And
it's identical.
One.
But if one's matter and one's antimatter, what's the third?
We won't know until we touch. It's either antimatter or matter.
Okay. Here we go. On the count of three. One, two, three.
And if you continue to walk this way through the new museum, you can see this exhibit where Conrad and Franziska are immortalized in marble here, touching two metal balls to a third metal ball, resulting in what we now know as ultramatter. Anybody have any questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little chilly in here.
Oh, sorry, I will go down to the basement and fix
I have a question.
Yes?
How did you get this job?
I applied for it. I had interviewed. Why does everybody ask me how I got this job?
You're poor.
I've been answering all your questions.
Can we see the time machines?
No, you cannot. That department has been closed off forever, sealed for eternity, because people decided to mess with time machines.
Is there a bathroom?
There is, right over there beside the time machine door.
Thank you.
The New Exhibit, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as a museum patron and Franziska, Lee Smart as Conrad, and Nug Nargang as the tour guide and the moody teen from Janra. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.